Once again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good morning, Coach Ambrose.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. A hard-fought game for you guys as well on Saturday. You've been saying that a lot today, but 24-9, you guys come up a little short against Villanova. As you've gone back and looked at that one, give me your impressions on the game.
Oh, frustrating, disappointing loss. I think give Mark and his guys a lot of credit. I jokingly said they won the injury bowl, that they found a way to play a little bit better, as injured as they are, than we did. And I thought defense played well outside of the first series. I really thought that they were dialed in, and probably we played as well defensively as we've ever played against Villanova in the 9 years that I've been here. Offensively, we're still struggling, fitting guys into spots, and to be honest, injuries are killing us. Injuries are killing us. Turnovers are killing us. That you can't play in a game like that with, you know, not a lot of room for error based on all the things that are going on, and give your opponent two turnovers in their red zone. That usually bodes really poorly, and that was too much for us to overcome.
Obviously, you slow them down with the interception that Keon Pei comes up with, and then to have the turnover happen right after that, how big of a backbreaker was that one?
It lets the air out of the balloon, that's for sure. You know, you're fighting the momentum game, and defensively we forced four turnovers. Well, we haven't done that in ages, and you know, that's back doing the things we know how to do, and that's really great. But then you get some inexperienced kids who haven't fought in those fights before, and you pop the balloon right like that, and it's hard for them to recover. But they got good vision. They got really good resiliency as a group, and we'll be back to work at it tomorrow.
As you said, your defense was against a powerful Villanova offense, hold them to 258 yards, a couple of interceptions by Monty Fenner. Besides him, who impressed you with the performance on Saturday?
Oh, Keon Pei. Yeah, he was everywhere, and he was the voice out there, really getting us lined up in some of their exotic fronts and the triple option stuff. Did a great job with them. And Clifton Jones is really, you know, with Zane Hupster being out, Clifton's really taken the entire defensive line on his back, and he's throwing his body around like a rag doll trying to give us the best chance to win. I can't give him enough credit.
I would say a scary situation with Justice Pettis Dixon on Saturday. I know Coach Ferrante expressed his relief that it didn't sound like it was too severe. What is kind of an update on his situation?
Yeah, Justice, you know, he got knocked out and was out cold for a little bit, and then slowly came to, followed his progress through the night. And to be honest, them taking him off in the board and everything just because he got knocked out, that was straight precautionary. But I would say we got out of here at 10 o'clock last night, or 10 o'clock the night of the game, and I was talking to him before midnight that he had already been released. He was concussed. I mean, that's kind of obvious. That's what happens when you get knocked out. But he's come back really, really fast in a really short period of time. And it was very relieving to see, because those are scary moments.
Offensively, you mentioned that not as productive as you like. You guys start the third quarter with a 17-play drive, and then only come up with three. And then, as you mentioned, the turnovers. As you've gone back and looked at the offense, what bothers you the most, and what needs the most work?
Oh, well, the odds are that, you know, 17-play drive is great for an offense as long as you can finish it. That the odds are when you get over 10 plays in a drive, the offense starts to deteriorate. And that you really, really have to hold tight to the discipline and focus if you're going to finish it the right way. And we ended up, you know, one guy lost. At the point where we're at now, where, you know, you got 17, 18-year-olds playing against 22-year-olds, with the offense as a unit has to win it. It's that, you know, you're not going to have a back that's a freshman or a quarterback that's a freshman that's going to make the offense right. That the offense has to be right. And we get closer down there after 17 plays. We lost our focus. We lost a shot and had to go kick a field goal. And, you know, having a good kicker is good, but having touchdowns is better. And that's something we need to get better at.
With all the injuries that you've battled and all the young guys that you're playing, how big is this bye week for your team? And what are some of the goals that you're trying to get out of it?
Well, I think, you know, it's true. We are going to get some guys back, I would think, by the time we get to our next game. And that'll be helpful, certainly, for the offense, you know, for the guys that can return. And we're going to work on getting better. You know, first, you got to work on getting up and get knocked down, get back up, be tough, be resilient, get back up with a smile on your face, and get back to work at the thing that you love. And it's, life is never about getting knocked down. It's about getting back up, and that lesson has held true forever. I think that our kids do a great job with it. I actually think our kids do a great job modeling that for the general population. That sometimes you're going to get knocked down. You're going to see it coming sometimes. Sometimes you're not. And it's not about getting knocked down. It's about getting back up and what you do with yourself when you dust yourself off. And I like the way that they responded on Sunday. I like the look in their eyes. And I think that we're going to spend the next week just getting better as a football team.
Have you, you've been doing this a while. Have you ever been through the number of injuries that you guys have had to deal with this year?
Yeah, I have. The year after the national championship was worse than this. The good news is the offensive line is relatively, while they're young and inexperienced together, they're getting more experience and they're intact. And that's actually given us a chance to be in these games. And I think as long as they keep improving and we keep doing a good, better job at putting our guys in position to be successful, I think that the numbers will come. I'm not really concerned about that. I just hope that we can turn this thing around fast enough and get enough guys back that it's going to be able to make a dent in the rest of the season.
Is that sort of the, I guess, the upside when you're playing freshmen at quarterback and majority of your receivers and at running back? Are you seeing, just on a day-to-day basis, and I'm sure you will over the next 10 days, seeing some steady growth out of those guys?
Oh, sure. I have seen growth, really, and I really feel good that these kids are going to be very, very good players, and that, you know, any guy can do what I do and say that there's no substitute for experience, because there isn't, especially at the collegiate level. And you know, the higher level you go at anything you do, the more experience you have, the better suited you are for success. So, you know, these kids are getting a crash course, and it's, like I said, it's not about that. We can still win ball games, and we can still be a viable factor here. We just need to cut down some of our mistakes, and mostly those are turnovers.
All right, Rob, thanks as always for the time here today, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.